Where is Suwannee River? In 1826, a child was born who was destined to give the world some of its most beloved melodies. Stephen Collins Foster, like many a composer, had a life of ups and downs, sometimes prospering, sometimes starving. During one of his happier periods, he lived with his brother, Morrison, in Cincinnati, Ohio. While there, he wrote many of his most famous songs. In his brother's parlor in the Foster home in Cincinnati, Stephen Foster is busily at work on a new melody for the Christie Minstrels.
Let's see, that sounds all right. Let me see.
Way down upon the old plantation, far, far away, that's where my heart is found.
Oh, hello, Morrison.
Yes, I wish you would.
What's the trouble, Stephen? You've got a regular dark cloud over your face.
Oh, sit down. Oh, I'm having a bad time with this piece. It just doesn't sound right. Listen.
Way down upon the old plantation, far, far away.
I've used the word plantation so many times, I don't want to use it anymore.
Well, how about using something like, way down upon the, let me see. Oh, the name of a river, or something like that.
That's an idea. A river, I have it.
Way down upon the Peedy River.
How's that?
Well, it's all right, Stephen, but I think you could do better.
Very well, Morrison, you think of the name.
How about Yazoo River?
Way down upon the Yazoo River.
Beautiful.
Well, I'm not a composer. That's your job.
Hand me that atlas over there, will you? Maybe we can find a name in it.
Very well. Here you are.
Oh, that's fine. Anything, first thing you come to. Well, what's that?
Here's a map of Florida. Now let's try that. Manatee River. Kissimmee River.
Can you imagine anyone singing way down the pond, the Kissimmee? Give me the atlas. You're no help at all. Oh, let's see. Encampina. Then Holloway. Oh, these are all impossible. Suwannee. Suwannee, that's a pretty word. Suwannee.
I'll sing it for you. Way down upon the Suwannee River.
That's it. That's it exactly. Now listen.
Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away, there's where my heart am turning ever.
Strange as it seems, Stephen Foster, in his song Old Folks at Home, or Way Down Upon the Suwannee River, immortalized the name of an unimportant river in Florida, which he had never seen. Incidentally, Foster, composer of many famous Southern songs, was a Northerner. The Strange Salesman.
Thank you.
On a street corner in Paris stands a queer-looking man surrounded by a crowd of curious onlookers. He wears a stovepipe hat, a long-tailed coat, and looks like a character out of Dickens. At present, he is demonstrating his shoe polish.
And now, my good people, now the first test. Will anyone give me a shoe? Ah, thank you. Thank you, monsieur. Now, mes amis, see. I put some polish on the shoe like this. And now I take out a cloth like this. I apply it. Beat, beat, like this. And voila, behold the result. And now, my friends, for the second test. Ah, you do not believe me when I tell you that my product is perfectly pure. You do not believe me when I say that your babies can eat it. You think me crazy when I tell you that I sample a little from every can I sell, eh bien? You will see I am a man of absolute integrity. Look, I will spread some of my shoe polish on this piece of bread. So. And now I will eat it myself. Bon, that's bon, that's bon.
I need some shoe polish. I will take a can.
One moment. Not too many at a time. Ah, madame, you will not regret that you bought a can of my shoe polish. It has made the name of Auffray famous for purity through the length and breadth of France. N'est-ce pas, mes amis?
Strange as it seems, Monsieur Auffray, famous throughout France as the shoe polish king, actually eats his own shoe polish. The peace treaty from the heavens. In the dark ages of science, any unusual manifestation of nature was regarded as an omen from the gods and the heavens themselves. One of the most important of these in early times took place on May 28, 585 BC. On a plain in the country of Persia, two armies are encamped. One is that of the powerful Medes. The other is that of the wealthy Lydians. In the Median camp, Cesares, king of Media, confers with his captain.
The war goes badly for us, captain.
Be of good cheer, your majesty. It cannot be that the great god Mithra has forsaken us.
Three times I have gone to the oracle and have asked for an omen.
Oh, if only we had some sign from heaven.
For 7 nights the fire kindlers have burned flames before the altar. The god Mithra is angry with us.
Your majesty, perhaps Mithra is angry because we continue the war.
I must continue it. The Lydians have more wealth than Nineveh and Tyre. I, Cesares, will never rest until I have humbled Lydia and taken her wealth for the glory of Media. What is that tumult?
I shall look outside the tent, your majesty.
The soldiers cry out with fear. Ah, Mithra!
What is the trouble?
Mithra has heard our prayers. He has given us a sign.
A sign?
The sun! The sun is covering its face.
No, no!
The sun is hiding from us. Ah. It grows dark.
Tell them I will come outside and speak to them.
Yes, your majesty. Silence! His majesty, our general, Cesares, will speak with you. Have no fear.
I will talk with them now.
Yes, your majesty.
Soldiers of Media, the sun covering its face is but an omen of good fortune from the great god Mithra. You know that for 3 nights I have prayed for a sign. Now I will go again to the oracle to hear that Media will be victorious. Tell me, O wise one, before the flame of the altar, what does the omen mean?
Defeat for Media.
What? Surely you have misread the signs.
I have said that it means defeat for Media. be wise, O king, and make your peace with Lydia.
I shall obey.
Meanwhile, in the camp of the Lydians, Ariate, king of Lydia, consults the priestess of the god, Attis.
Tell me, O high priestess of Attis, what is the meaning of our god's displeasure?
It means, your majesty, King Ariate, that the god Attis has forsaken us.
Oh, mighty Attis, why did you hide your head from us?
The god Attis is angry. It is not for us to question him.
I ask the pardon of Attis. What must I do to bring his favor back to us?
Give up this war Lydia. Surely you will suffer defeat, and Lydia will have to give up her riches to the devil gods of Media.
No!
Be warned, O King Aliate, by this sign from heaven, and make a treaty of peace. For verily, I say that Attis will turn from us forever, and we will be burned in the hungry flames of Mithra!
And so, because of this peace treaty from the heavens, this eclipse of the sun, the war between Lydia and Media was ended at once, both sides asking for peace. Strange as it seems, had they listened to an old Greek astronomer named Thales, they would have discovered that he had already predicted the eclipse of 585 BC.